Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
Am I a temple for your trust?
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The project called Shy Girls is the work of Dan Vidmar, an LA-based songwriter who has a remarkable voice and a knack for dreamy but often dark-hued songs that blend R&B, electronica, and in this song, a bit of classic rock riffing. After releasing an EP and a mixtape, the debut full-length by Shy Girls came out in January, and Dan has put together a touring version of the band that has joined us today in the Soundcheck studio. They're going to start us off with the song Trivial Motion. It's Shy Girls live on Soundcheck.
Trivial motion, trivial motion.
That is Shy Girls, live here in the Soundcheck studio with the song Trivial Motion, which comes from the debut LP by Shy Girls called Salt. It is the work of Dan Vidmar, whom you heard singing here in the Soundcheck studio with Noah Bernstein operating the drum pads. You'll hear him playing sax shortly as well. Ingmar Carlson playing guitar, Akila Fields playing the keyboards. Dan, to you and the band, first of all, thank you for coming in and playing. And second, thank you for playing the wrong song.
We had a quick adjustment there.
I saw that at the beginning. I was like, oh, no, I announced the wrong
song.
Well,
first of all, thank you for having us. And, yeah, we made a quick adjustment there.
Well, they are your songs. I would expect you know them all.
Yeah, it wasn't too tricky.
Yeah, we had a little set change prior.
You know what? I do that on stage sometimes too. I'll just call out another song and we'll just switch it up. So we're kind of used to that.
Oh, okay. So it's like Bob Dylan style,
yeah,
where he just calls a tune and
yeah, not quite.
And the band,
like
the band.
I don't think
to...
the guys like it when I do that.
Well, you know, it's that song is, you know, it has the R&B kind of quality, which a lot of people have been talking about. But there's a lot more to the kind of the mix here. I mentioned in the intro, you know, there's if you look for it, there's some kind of rock and lots of different types of electronic music seem to be part of, you know, your personal mixtape, whatever that might be.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, a lot of that song in particular was inspired by some more sort of 80s R&B, sort of like almost like a Lindrum.
Yeah,
beat in there, and that's kind of how Shy Girl started out, was a lot more sort of Lindrum and stuff like that.
For folks who don't know, the Linn, the Linn drum was, that was like
very
really
famous 80s drum.
Yeah.
You've heard it on Prince records, you've heard it on Michael Jackson.
Right.
That's sort of that classic snare drum, and that was kind of the backbeat of Trivial Motion, and that was something that I used to do a lot of and sort of dove back into that for this song on the album.
Mm-hmm. How long did it take you to kind of find your voice? And by that I mean both your literal singing voice and more crucially the kind of the songwriting voice that we hear on this record.
Well, I think I'm still finding my songwriting voice all the time. That's kind of like, it's always a process for me. I started singing when I was 14 or 15.
Mm-hmm.
Out of necessity, I had a band with Ingmar over here. We had a band in high school, and no, we didn't have a singer at all, but we wanted to play classic rock covers. We wanted to play, like, The Who.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't have anyone to sing it, so I just said, I'll do this one. You know, maybe you guys take the next gig.
Uh-huh.
And I did it, and I sang, and I guess it's sort of, I became the singer right then. But I wasn't very... I certainly wasn't a talented vocalist at the beginning, and I certainly didn't find my voice in that sense until much later on, probably after college.
Hmm. So you're a long way from sounding like a teenager covering Roger Daltrey.
Yeah, I would say so. In some ways, maybe in other ways not so much.
Yeah. And so the material on this record, I mean, it does seem to represent kind of a... You know, as you said, a step, a progress from the mm-hmm. earlier things that we'd heard. Was there, you know, very often it seems like a change of location can often trigger that kind of mm-hmm. forward progress. Was that the case with this?
Yeah, in some ways it was. I had been living in Portland for a long time, for many years, and I moved to Los Angeles last year, and that was when I started to sort of finish this record and really get into the meat and potatoes of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think, ironically, being in L.A., this huge metropolis, sort of brought me back inwards. I spent a lot of time back in my home studio and just working alone, sort of without collaborators, just doing my own thing and finding my own voice again and experimenting and trying to make something that was timeless by myself.
So most of the record is you?
Most of the record is me. There's these guys play on the record, so Noah does the horns on What If I Can, which I think you'll hear in a bit,
mm-hmm.
and Akila plays piano on the intro and the last song, Collecting.
Right.
And then there's, you know, some strings. Like, I don't play strings or right. anything like that. There's some strings on there. There's some upright bass and stuff like that. But the rest of it is mostly me. All mm-hmm. the guitar and the drums and production, for the most part, is...
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now the production is, you know, it is kind of, there's a almost subterranean quality. You know, it's very moody and ambient and kind of on the dark side, it seems. Was that that was a conscious decision? That you set out to do that, or did it just kind of...
I don't think that was conscious at all. I think that's just how I make music. I think that's sort of generally been where I go. When you leave me to myself, that's where I go. And it's not even that I'm a dark person. It's just that that's what I need to express, or what I want to express when I'm making music.
Yeah. So there is, in the songs, there is this kind of play of light and dark. Mm-hmm. There's also the play of kind of scale, of intimate and grand. You know, some of the songs kind of burst into these big choruses, and then they contract again, and they're really small and really intimate. Mm-hmm. Is that part of the songwriting process as well, or does that come out later in the production?
No. For me, dynamics is always something that I try to put in right away. You know, I'll start with a melody or a lyric or something like that and build it from there, but I try to include the dynamic part sort of right at the beginning before I start to flesh out the production. And that's just always been how I've operated. In fact, Trivial Motion is one of the few songs on the whole album that doesn't have that huge dynamic shift. It's the one song that has this backbeat through the entire song, you know.
We're speaking with Dan Vidmar. The band is Shy Girls. His full-length project, the full-length LP, is called Salt. And now that I've screwed up your set list, what do you want to
do next? You guys want to do Why I Love?
You want to do Why I Love?
Let's do that.
All right. Getting nods from the rest of the band. So let's hear Why I Love, another song from the album Salt by Shy Girls, but another live performance of it here in the Soundcheck studio.
That's why I love.
Shy Girls with a song called Why I Love. You'll find a version of it on the album called Salt, which is out now. The band Shy Girls performing tonight at Music Hall of Williamsburg in Brooklyn, and today, obviously, here in the Soundcheck studio, once again, Dan Vidmar singing, Noah Bernstein on drum machine, Ingmar Carlson playing guitar, Akilah Fields on keyboards. And there is, Dan, a wonderful kind of almost completely unplugged version of this song.
Mm-hmm.
People can find it on YouTube. So the songs seem to be malleable to that extent, you know, that there's a there can be a studio version and maybe several different kind of live versions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think when I'm writing a song, I want the song to be at the heart of it. So in that sense, it should be able to, you know, be transported to piano vocal or guitar vocal or whatever it is. And I guess in that sense, I wanted to make music that was timeless for this album and could be played in an acoustic version.
Have you done that?
Have I made timeless music?
No.
You tell me.
That would be pretty precise. Have you made a good record, Dan?
You tell me.
No, what I'm asking is, have you ever done these songs publicly, just you and the piano or you and the guitar or anything like that?
No, I have not, and I would love to at some point do that. As we do a little bit of a sort of broken down version of one of the songs called You Like the Pain Too, which is kind of a piano vocal song to begin with.
Right.
And, you know, I would love to at some point down the road do a just actual grand piano and vocal set with just Akilah and I, if he's game.
Well, Akilah's been casting covetous glances at our Steinway all afternoon.
He loves it. He was playing it for about 30 minutes before the we got on the air.
But the version of Why I Love that we just heard, very similar to the one that's on the record, and in both cases, kind of going back to something you were talking about before when you mentioned the 80s and the Lindrums and stuff. Were you a fan of the so-called New Romantics? You know, a lot of
those,
a lot of those electronic bands of the early 80s.
For sure, yeah. And the guitar tones as well, I think there's a lot of influence from that stuff. I always say that that sort of DI 80s chorusy guitar tone is kind of like my go-to favorite guitar tone. And the first song I ever put out called Under Attack, that was like the feature of that song was this 80s chorus guitar tone.
Yeah. And saxophone too. That was that was on that first song, and that's an instrument that recurs and in a lot of your music. And you know, the sax is an instrument that has kind of connotations of R&B, you know, Quiet Storm, lots of other things too,
but
so how do you decide, you know, when to deploy that particular part of your arsenal?
Well, sometimes I'll actually just have Noah send me some ideas. I'll say, I don't know what to do with this part of the song, and he'll send me some ideas, and we'll go from there.
Yeah.
But the saxophone is interesting because it's not the type of instrument that I want on all of my tracks, obviously. Yeah. But you can use it in so many different ways. You know, for a while we were touring with soprano. Noah was playing soprano live, which is like a whole different beast. And then, you know, on this album, most of the sax comes in, like, What If I Can, for example, where it's more of a horn section instead of a sax solo.
Right.
So I wanted to do something a little different for this album, and that's how Noah came on the album.
Yeah. You also released the album 3 days earlier than people expected. Why?
Yeah. A couple reasons. Number one, the album had been done for a long time. I wanted to get it out as soon as possible after the new year because I was antsy. I just wanted
And you just couldn't wait three more days?
The other thing is the 20th was the original release date, which we had set a long time ago. And then this unfortunate thing happened where we elected a certain president who was going to get inaugurated on that day. And I just honestly, I didn't think it was appropriate for me. I think the world needed to be focused on other things at that time.
You didn't want to rub salt in our wound.
Exactly. Thank you.
All right. On to happier thoughts then. So What If I Can is the song you were just talking about, where Noah comes up with this kind of chorus of saxophones done through, you know, kind of a live loop delay thing. Does that mean you weren't sure how you wanted to end the song?
Yeah, at one point, yeah. That song actually went through a couple different phases of production. And it wasn't until I think I sent Noah just a very like basic MIDI horn thing mm-hmm. and said, what can you do with this? And he sent me back like 10 tracks of saxes and flutes and clarinets. I didn't even know he played flute or clarinet. And it was amazing. And I was like, this is it. Now the song has its purpose.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least it had its ending.
That's right.
All right. Let's hear how we do with a live performance of it. The band is Shy Girls, led by Dan Vidmar, and the song is called What If I Can? Once again, the band playing tonight at the Music Hall of Williamsburg in Brooklyn and playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio.
I can be your
band is Shy Girls, and a little squall of saxophones at the end of that performance. What If I Can is the name of the song. Dan Vidmar, the singer and songwriter behind Shy Girls, and Noah Bernstein playing the saxophone choir at the end of that version of the song. And Dan, so you mentioned the album had been out for a while, had been done for a while, which mm-hmm. is why you were itching to get it out there.
Yeah.
So have you started writing again?
A little bit, yeah. I've also been kind of, I stepped aside for a minute. I've been producing with other people and writing with other artists and stuff like that, trying to step outside of my head for a little bit, mm-hmm. get into other people's heads.
All right. So that dark place that you go when we leave you alone has a door in it and you're able to walk out of there.
Exactly.
All right. Yep. So what happens next? This is the end of the tour,
this
right?
is the end of the tour. This is our last show on this tour. I go back, and I'll definitely start writing again, step back into that dark room. and then we'll be, you know, continuing to play shows throughout the summer and hopefully another tour planned coming up.
All right. Dan, it's been great having you and the band here with us.
Thank you so much
Soundcheck
for having
today.
Us.
This is Soundcheck.
There is only time. There is no father, there is only time. There is no reason, there is only time. And all my thoughts will decompose into time. Everything is fading through the night glare.
That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Follow us at Soundcheck on Twitter, like us on Facebook, or follow us on Instagram at Soundcheck Radio. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Light production work provided by the New Sound staff, Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.